Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Talking, and then I heard Empire. So I turned around and I said, did you just say to me? And I see the attacker masked, and he said, this MAGA country punches me right in the face. So I punched his ass back.
What's up, Smile Squad? It's your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station, recorded on the Anchor app. Now, this podcast is where we get a little more professional and less silly. Today, we're going to talk about something that has been heavy on my heart since day one. This whole situation with Jussie Smollett, I got to be honest with you, it's got me shook. But before we dive deep into this scandal, Smile Squad, I want to remind you guys to feel free to call in and share your opinion about any podcast episode here on Professionally Silly and join in on the silly, or just say hey. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Okay. Let's dig into this crazy shit, all right?
I'm pissed off.
What is it that has you so angry? Is it the attackers?
It's the attackers, but it's also the attacks. It's like, you know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Then it became a thing of like, oh, how can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
Okay, listeners, let's go ahead and jump into this crazy mess. I did a podcast episode not long ago about the now alleged attack on Jussie Smollett, now known as Jussie Lion, and not because of the show Empire, where he plays a character, Jamal Lion, but because many do now believe that he's been lying.
Why the fuck you lying?
And I want to go ahead and start off by saying this first and foremost, okay? As a black lesbian living in this very real world, even if it's found that he lied, this shit still happens and needs to be discussed and taken seriously. Now, for those of you who have no idea what's going on with actor and singer Jussie Smollett, you obviously live under a rock, okay? So let me just go ahead and break it down for those of you born yesterday. A few weeks ago, Jussie Smollett, one of the lead actors on the hit show Empire, reported he was attacked by two men wearing MAGA hats and ski masks while shouting racial and homophobic slurs like nigger and faggot. He said that they beat him, poured bleach on him, and put a noose around his neck. And all this happened around 2 a.m. on a freezing Chicago morning. It is now said that after Chicago police, investigated the claim, arrests were made. Two Nigerian brothers, who we now know had a professional relationship with Jussie as his professional personal trainers, and one of them even played as an extra in a few episodes of Empire. The plot now thickens. Now they're saying that Jesse paid them to attack him, and he is the one responsible for staging it. They even stated that Jesse gave them the money to pay for the ski mask, red hats, and noose, which later, video footage of the two men purchasing those items at the store was found. A few days later, Jesse does a television interview with Robin Roberts, which is a dope name, by the way, with Robin Roberts on ABC, sharing his story in hopes that America will take his claim seriously. But unfortunately, it seemed to have had the opposite effect. And a few days later, he ended up turning himself into police and could face felony charges for filing a false police report. With the weight of the claims that he made, you know, it being a hate crime, if this does not go well for Jesse, he could face years in prison. Years. And the Chicago Police Department is saying that Jesse planned everything because he wanted more money for his role on Empire. They claim that he planned this for weeks, starting with sending himself a bogus threatening letter threatening his life because he was gay. And in the return sender, the address, it said MAGA country in that area. Now, Superintendent Eddie T. Johnson of Chicago Police Department says they uncovered evidence that suggests that Smollett paid $3,500 to be attacked. Now, Superintendent Johnson gave quite the speech during a public announcement where he defended the city of Chicago.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jesse Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false chalk claims? Bogus police reports cause real harm. They do harm to every legitimate victim who's in need of support by police and investigators, as well as the citizens of this city.
Okay, it's no secret that Chicago PD is known for their antics and their own criminal activity. Could the Chicago PD be trying to save face, or is Jesse the criminal here? At the time of this recording, I'm hearing they have proof that the $3,500 payment, a check, mind you, was for his personal trainers who happened to be the Nigerian brothers who were arrested. Now, the check was written out to one of the brothers, Abel Asandario, I probably said his name wrong, and in the memo line, it said, 5-week nutrition workout plan. Now, it said that Jesse was supposed to do a music video shirtless, and he wanted to look his best, which makes sense, we all would, right? And there was also a text message, many text messages that support this, dating from January 20th to January 28th. Now, is this a cover? Is this really what the check was for? I mean, to be honest with you, only Jesse and the brothers really know. Now, the text messages do include, grocery lists of food that Jesse could eat, cardio workouts, meal plans, and dietary restrictions, you know? But my question is, who writes a check for a crime? You know, I feel like he would have learned to be a little more shady just from the storyline of Empire alone. I mean, I don't know. A lot of things still don't make that much sense to me anymore. I gotta be honest with you. And if indeed this is true, So many are affected by this. The LGBT community, the Black community, even the MAGA supporters for being falsely accused for something they weren't responsible for. And I can tell you something, there is nothing more frustrating than being accused of something you didn't do. Especially when there are plenty of things you did do. Now, at the time of this recording, it is said that Empire has written Jesse's character Jamal Lyon out of the next two episodes because his castmates didn't want to work with him. It's fair to say that his career is definitely on the line. And to be honest, I have no idea what to think or believe when it comes to this issue. All I know is I don't want this to have happened to anyone, but I also don't want anyone to be lying about it happening to them, you know? And I'll admit, I am a huge fan of Jesse, and it's definitely on my list to meet him and hear him sing live one day. I've always wanted that. You know, it is hard for me to believe that someone I look up to would do something like this, but at the same time, he's human and is capable of fucking up like the rest of us are. Although, I will say this, many of us are lucky enough that our fuck-ups don't make headlines, you know what I mean? So, you know what, I need a drink real quick. This has got my nerves all fucked up. I mean, don't fret, loves, I will be back after my mouth has consumed some Hennessy for a few minutes. That sounds like a plug. It's not. Hennessy has no idea that I exist. But I definitely know Hennessy exists, all right? I'll be right back. Okay, I've hydrated myself with some Hennessy. I think I'm ready to jump back in here. Okay, so coming up also will be call-ins from you, the listeners. And if you want to call in, feel free to at any time. You did not miss your opportunity. 805-664-1828. But before we get to the call-ins, I wanna get mentally intimate with you guys just for a second. Like I wanna get real if I can, okay? When I first heard about what happened, I was enraged. Obviously, as a person of color and a member of the LGBT community, I felt for him and what he went through, you know, at the beginning. And many people of color and those a part of the LGBT community have to go through an oppression that others don't. And I can't hide being a Black woman. And it shows no matter where I go or what I do. And unfortunately, there are some people out there in this very real world who would love to beat me or perhaps even wipe me away from existence just because of the color of my skin. Now, that's something everyone can't understand. And you know what? It's okay to admit that. To admit you don't get it. Because guess what? We already know that and are not offended by your ignorance. Well, okay, I can speak for myself on that one. I'm not offended by your ignorance. I'm one of those Black people who will educate you real quick if you say or do something to offend me. And it's not even technically my job nor my obligation to do so, but it is my choice. I choose to educate, thus possibly wiping away ignorance like dust off of a coffee table. Because when I do that, I know I have done my part in bettering our future. Okay, but my mama didn't raise no fool, okay? I'm aware that there are people out there who want to stay encaged with their cold hatred for whatever reason. I don't know. Okay, I can hide. Being a lesbian, I could wear high heels and dresses, you know, to please those around me, you know. But why should I alter who I am to make everyone else more comfortable? Heterosexual people don't have to hide who they are. White people don't have to worry about being watched when they enter a store, nor do any of them know what it feels like to be attacked or killed just because they have darker skin. Straight people aren't targeted because of who they love, okay? And if any of this is true, Jesse would have single-handedly set back the LGBT and Black communities. And my hope is that when hate crimes are reported, that those reporting it will be believed. And after this, there is a good chance that reports of hate crimes may not be taken seriously. Oh, well, this person is probably crying wolf. Like, unfortunately, that could be the case, you know, should it be true that he lied about this. And I ask you guys to call in and share your opinions, feelings, or what you have to say about this nationwide issue. America's watching, you know? And I have to be honest with you, I do not envy Jussie Smollett at the moment. You know, I'll also admit that I'm hoping to God that it's proven somehow that he's innocent. So let's go ahead and hear what the professionally silly listeners have to say on this subject. I'm literally listening to these call-ins for the first time along with you all, so I have no idea what's going to be said. So let's just go ahead and let's take a listen to these call-ins.
Hey, so I wanted to talk about the Jussie thing because I've been watching, like, and hearing a lot about how, like, that he kind of, like, had it set up. Hope it wasn't set up because, you know, I hope he didn't set that up because I feel like if he did, he really needs to get help if that's, you know, I don't know. But also, I never really got to get on here and share my story, and I wanted to do that. A while ago, four people had beat me up, and, like, one of them tried to hit me with a brick, and, like, I've been through stuff like that. Like, another person has tried to hit me with a fire extinguisher, and tried to hit me in the head with it, and someone had called the police, and, you know, and somebody tried to come help me. Like, I had got beat up before and stuff by people because of just everything, me being gay and everything. So I, you know, and I was on the ground bleeding and someone had to call 911 for me. So, I don't know, something like that is very serious. So I don't, like, if he did have that set up, that was very wrong. And it's like now, I don't know. I don't know what to think. I just hope it's not true. But yeah. All right. And this is Angel. All right, bye.
Angel, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story with us. It breaks my heart to know that people have to go through that just because they want to be who they are without hiding it. And it's frustrating that because you're different or you believe in something different or they don't understand it, or how does not understanding something or not even liking it, how does that become, I'm going to kill the person that I don't fucking agree with? You're wrong, so you deserve to die. You're an abomination. How do we get to that point? How is who I sleep with or who Angel sleep with, how is that any of your fucking business? And how does it really affect you? If you don't want, or if you don't believe in same-sex couples, then don't be coupled with someone of the same sex. That's how I see that. And Angel, I applaud you for sharing that with us because you didn't have to. And I know that it can be very difficult to share something like that with people, especially people that you don't know. So thank you so much for your strength and your courage. And I'm with you. I really, really, really hope that Jussie can be found innocent. I really do. Because if he did this, there's really no excuse for it.
Hey,
So there are so many things. I know that you and I have been, I've basically been talking about this since it first started bubbling up that something might be wrong on February 9th up until yesterday. And there's so many feelings that I have about this and so many things I want to say. And it's almost like confused emotions. I think just so confused why someone would feel the need to do this. And then just feeling so hurt that you would take something as serious and as sensitive to our communities like that and exploit it. I guess the one thing that I want to come out of this is that anybody who believed him and trusted in what he was saying was the truth and defended him, we can't let that stop us from keep doing that. We have to believe people, you know. We have to continue to fight for victims. We have to continue to stand behind people when they say they've been hurt. This is just a minor setback right now, but hopefully in the end it brings this community closer and to really be there for one another. But it's extremely disappointing, and I do feel that whatever the punishment since the crime and whatever they bring down on him, I definitely feel like he deserves at this point. All right, well, talk to you later.
Thank you so much, John Ross, for calling. John is actually a friend of mine, and he's the one who convinced me to do this second podcast about what's going on with Jussie Smollett. So, John, first of all, thank you for staying on my ass about that. And one thing that I definitely agree with you that you said is that we need to make sure that we don't let, you know, the appearance of Jussie crying wolf stop us from believing those who are reporting these hate crimes that are happening to them. You know, we need to take all of this extremely seriously, and we don't want people to be afraid to come forward. Oh, well, I don't want to come forward because they're not going to believe me. That terrifies me that could be the case, you know. And as to Jussie, I'm not ready to write him off just completely. I'm not ready to write him off at all. Honestly, he has done a lot for the LGBT community. He has done a lot for the Black community. It does not excuse what he's being accused of if he actually did this. Let me just get that clear right now. It doesn't excuse what he's accused of being done, of actually doing. It doesn't. But if he did do this, he's definitely in my prayers, and I hope the brother gets the help that he needs, because this is crazy. So I've got a text message sent to my Google Voice number. They did not leave a name, but they text me on this past Thursday, and they say, "Hey, I think the thing with Jussie does not only make people of color look bad, but it also makes gay people look bad, because the cops will now think everything a gay or colored person says is a lie, even if it's a hate crime." And yeah, this person's right. They're absolutely right. If this is true, what Jussie is being accused of, like we've been saying, it can make things a lot difficult. And, you know, the police do not have a very good relationship with the public, especially the Black and gay community. Let's be real. You know, I know for one thing, I think twice before I call the cops, you know, about anything, because the chances are they're not going to believe shit I have to fucking say, or nor will they even take it seriously. You know, it really is kind of like hit or miss, you know, but this situation that we're in right now does not help, you know, what we're trying our best to fight our way through, you know. But thank you so much for sending me that text. I really appreciate it.
Hey, this is your girl, Brooklyn, and I just want to say, as a person who knows Jussie Smollett personally, I still am rocking with him. I still believe him. I do not think that he lied about this. I do think that he was set up and someone else orchestrated it, but I don't think he had any idea or that he was a part of it. And I think that the police and the media railroaded him, and the way they're dragging him is just really, really unfair and uncalled for. They're treating him like a mass murderer, and he didn't hurt anybody. So I really just can't wait till all the truth comes to light and my homeboy is proven innocent so I can laugh in everybody's face, and that's that.
I've got to be honest with you. I was hoping that someone would call in defending him as well, because I wanted to get both sides, those who are for him and believe in him and those who are hurt by him because they believe that he's done something wrong. So it is refreshing, you know, to get the side of someone who believes in him and believes that he didn't do this. So Brooklyn, thank you so much for calling. And I actually know Brooklyn professionally and personally. She is a fellow stand-up comedian like myself, and I got the honor to watch her set, and she is funny. But Brooklyn, I am so glad that you called in. Thank you so much, you know, for calling in, because I know it may not be easy for you to voice your opinion openly, publicly, saying that you are on his side. A lot of people are not strong enough, you know, to be homie for life, you know what I'm saying, to be ride or die like you. So that's awesome. Please give Jesse my best. And once again, thank you so much for calling. So we got ourselves another text message, and it's actually Angel again. And she has to say this. Hey, this is Angel again. So I heard that Jesse turned himself in and said something about he did it because he was disappointed in his salary. I feel like that wasn't called for. He should have just talked to his manager and asked for more money. For him to do all that, I feel like maybe there's something wrong with him mentally, because to ask someone to do that and to pay them to do that is just wrong. And no person in their right mind would ever do something like that. I mean, I'm disabled and I have some special needs, but I would never do that because I know it's wrong. It just hurts me to know that he did. I think that he does deserve prison time, but he also needs to be in a facility and get some help. Angel, thank you so much for updating us, because I'm sure you left the it looks like you left the voice message before more updates came out about the case dealing with Jesse Smollett. And you're right, if he did do this, he does deserve prison time, only because of, you know, what's happened. It's kind of, it's wrong, you know, especially to file a false report with such magnitude, you know, something so serious, you know. But thank you so much for calling in and, for texting. And I really appreciate your hindsight and your opinion.
This isn't related to anything that you said in your Instagram story, but I just want to say that you're awesome and amazing and inspiring, and it's amazing to see how much work you're putting into your channel and your podcast this year. You've already accomplished a lot of videos and podcasts within just this year alone, and that's truly amazing. You're doing an awesome job. You're doing an awesome work. Continue to grow yourself mentally, spiritually, and continue to grow your channel and your podcast. And thank you for putting your voice out there for different various topics of things that aren't really talked about. And thank you for having a voice and allowing all of us to have a voice. And you're just awesome and amazing. Continue to do what you're doing, because you're doing something right. And thank you for all that you do, and have a good day.
Yay!
Oh, that just warmed my heart for like from the inside out. Like my whole chest cavity region is like super warm. I'm not sure who that caller is because they didn't leave a name, but thank you so much for calling in and saying that. It makes me feel good to know that my viewers from my YouTube channel and my other platforms, my other visual platforms, as well as here on my professionally silly podcast. It makes me feel really good that you appreciate my content and what I'm trying to do, and the fact that I'm doing my best to use the small voice that I have, you know, to change the world. I know that sounds like some sort of weird cliche from the show Heroes, save the cheerleader, change the world. Oh wait, no, that's completely wrong. Save the cheerleader, save the world. But whatever, I'm going to change it. I can't save it. But I can change it, gosh darn it. Thank you so much for calling in. I really, really appreciate that. That really did make my night. You know? And I want to go ahead and thank you guys for listening to my professionally silly podcast here on Anchor, or whichever auditory platform you chose, because your Audible boo thing is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, pretty much anywhere podcasts are available, okay? Because a girl certainly gets around. Come on in and join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. And if you are already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for joining me. You know, and if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe and or favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new podcast episode. And if you're curious about the female goddess of a voice flowing through your speakers and or headphones, follow me on my other social medias. You know, I got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and a few others. I have clickable links in the description box of all of my videos on my YouTube channel, also called Professionally Silly. And follow me, Amber Smiles Jones, on TikTok, and let's laugh together, okay? Lord knows the world we live in, we need more laughter in our lives, period, point blank. Once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, thanking you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Now, I would love for you guys, if you would leave a review on my podcast. I want to know what you guys are thinking. I want to know your opinions. And I also love it. If you would call in and share your opinions about the topics we discuss here. And I want you to feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you have heard. 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Call in, tell me which episode you listened to, you know, and share your opinion, whatever it may be. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, you know, because there's pieces of shit everywhere.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.